Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Whether the call is coming from a state governor or directly from the President of the United States, the National Guard must always be ready to respond and engage, whether at home or abroad. Today, like most of the government, the Guard is hardly immune to this period of fiscal contraction and has sought to respond to this new fiscal reality by reducing waste, controlling cost, and improving business processes. What is the mission of the National Guard Joint Continuous Process Improvement Initiative? How is the Guard improving its operations, becoming more efficient, and controlling cost? And what is the Guard doing to promote management and organizational excellence? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Colonel Donald Dellinger, Deployment Director of the Continuous Process Improvement Initiative within the National Guard Bureau. Welcome, Colonel. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Phil Spencer. Well, Colonel, let's start off by getting some context. Can you tell us more about the mission of the U.S. National Guard Bureau? How does your organization support the overall mission of its dual state and federal force?
Sure. The mission of the National Guard Bureau is to participate with the Army and Air Force staffs in programs pertaining to the National Guard. And we also work with the states and the adjutant generals with the 54 states and territories to assist in maintaining and developing the National Guard for the future missions and roles that we give into the Guard.
Your focus is on eliminating waste and realizing efficiencies. To help us get a sense of scale, how is the Bureau and the Guard organized? What's the size of its budget, the total force size, and its geographical footprint?
Sure. Most people don't realize how large the National Guard is. Currently, the National Guard is in 3,300 communities across the nation. And when we say that when you employ the National Guard or deploy the National Guard, you're actually employing the nation because of all the communities that we touch. And we are in all 54 states and territories. On the Army side of the house, there are approximately 350,000 soldiers in the Army National Guard, which is 32% of the total Army force and also 11% of the total Army budget. On the air side of the house, there's approximately 107,000 airmen in the Air Guard, which is 21% of the total Air Force personnel and 6% of the Air Force budget.
Perhaps you could tell us about your specific area and your role within the Bureau as the Deployment Director of the National Guard Joint Continuous Process Improvement Initiative. What are your specific duties and what's the mission of the CPI office within the Guard?
The Joint CPI office was established in 2009 by General McKinley. And the purpose was to assist in maintaining mission and ready forces by removing waste and non-value activities. The mission of the National Guard Bureau Joint Process Improvement Office is to create a culture of continuous improvement by deploying tools, training, and mentoring soldiers and airmen throughout the National Guard. And in my duties and responsibilities, the main one is just overseeing the entire program from cradle to grave. So basically, we take from change management to training to mentoring and coaching to project completion. So the whole gamut and all the mechanics of having a successful continuous process improvement deployment within an organization.
Regarding your responsibilities and duties, I'm sure there are a lot of challenges that you face, but could you tell us about the top three, perhaps, that you're facing right now? And what are some actions that you're taking to overcome them?
I would probably say the top issue that we're challenged that we're facing right now is influencing culture change at the top. The real culture change comes from people in senior leadership positions who are kind of set and used to the way of doing business and don't necessarily gravitate to new ways of doing things, especially when they're focused on the mission right at hand and they looking at the investment and not really knowing how well it's going to work. And so to address that, my main job as the deployment director, the CPI director, is to go have those senior leader engagements and educate the senior leadership on what continuous process improvement is about and how Lean Six Sigma can help them achieve their goals and objectives that's nested within their strategy. The second one is how to sustain the effort. As we talked about earlier about the size of the National Guard, there's a lot of complexities within how the National Guard operates. It's as stated, Mike stated earlier, it's a dual force type organization. You have the federal side and you have the state side. And on the state side of the house, which is Title 32, most of the states operate within that realm and only go federal when they're activated. So the chief of the National Guard Bureau does not have direct command and control over those individuals or those states or organizations to be able to direct them to implement continuous process improvement. He can only recommend and provide resources for them to execute if they so see that it would assist them. And so sustaining the effort is very difficult because you have change in leadership, and then 54 states and territories is a huge footprint because we're talking about the whole continental United States and outside of the United States when you take into the territories into account. And so ensuring that you have a viable training pipeline, a sustaining new leaders coming in so that when the old leaders move out that you have provided a lifeline, so to speak, of the growth and the continued use of Lean Six Sigma and that thought process throughout. The other piece that we have is my office is just kind of an advisory role. There's no direct command and control over the execution of the program. So although we know best practices and the things that would help facilitate a successful continuous process improvement deployment, we can only advise since we do not execute. Some of the difficulties that we have is trying to influence people to do what you know they need to do doesn't always work. They have their own mind on how CPI should fit into their organization and how they operate. And so trying to overcome those obstacles takes a lot of personal meetings and relationship building to overcome that.
Great, thanks. Could you describe for our listeners your career path and, you know, how did you begin your career? What were some of the milestones and what brought you to this leadership position you're in right now?
Well, my father was in the military, so I had moved around quite a bit and got to view a lot of different places in the world that were not necessarily the best, so to speak. And it really made me have a great appreciation for what the United States has given me as a citizen and wanted to give back. And so I went to Military Junior College, Wentworth Military Junior College, and was commissioned at the age of 19 through the early commissioning program in 1986. And I've been a guardsman ever since then with no active duty time. I spent time in the Missouri, Illinois, Guam, and now currently the Oregon National Guard. And I started my full-time job in the National Guard in the Active Guard and Reserve program in 1994. With that, the latest jobs that I've had is I had a battalion command in the Oregon National Guard, deployed to Afghanistan with Task Force Phoenix, which was responsible for the mentoring and coaching of the and training of the Afghan National Security Forces, both the Army and the police. And after that, I was selected to go to do a fellowship for my Army Senior Service College at the Center of Strategic and International Studies here in Washington, D.C., one of the premier think tanks for a year, which was a phenomenal experience. And then after that, I was interviewed and was selected to be the director of the Continuous Process Improvement for General McKinley.
Well, given all your experience, and it's a wealth of experience, I'm particularly interested in your deployment to Afghanistan and the leadership skills you needed to do what your charge was there. What are the characteristics of an effective leader in an increasingly interconnected and networked world? And who particularly has influenced your leadership style?
Well, I think one of the big people that influenced my leadership style was Brigadier General Douglas Pritt, who was the 41st Brigade Commander. We really connected, so he has been a great mentor. I think the big thing that I learned from him is really integrity and value-oriented leadership. Most people will do anything for you if they know that your interests are selfless and it's for the best interests of the organization and that's what you're striving to do. With that, I think leading by example is key, trusting your subordinates and empowering them to make decisions and to execute. And communication, I think communication is very important in today's day and age, making sure that your intent is understood by everybody. And communicating, I don't think you can over-communicate when you're trying to work and execute something. I think also with today's world, with it being with so much information, key trait is being able to decipher what is important and what is not important and to be able to focus in on that and to execute from that perspective.
I'd like to ask a follow-up in regards to the fact that your current role as deployment director, you don't have, as you said, a real power, if you will, to make folks force change or implement change. You're kind of facilitating it. Does that require a different leadership style, and have you employed that from your other experiences?
Very much so. You know, when you're a battalion commander and you're in charge of a battalion, it's very direct type leadership. You know, you're the guy in charge. You tell people what to do, and they execute. At this level, it's been very challenging but very rewarding because I'm dealing with the senior leadership of the state, which is usually two-star, one-star individuals, and also my peers at the 06 level. So I think you have to take a different approach and showing them the value. Leaders not going to get behind a program if they don't see the value added to that to them and how it's going to help them out. I think part of that that we've really been key on is trying to, one, demonstrate value and then communicate that value. Because initially, CPI isn't for everybody. The bottom line is if the leadership isn't behind it, it's not going to work. What we preach is that we are working with the states that are believers and using them as kind of a proof of principle to get everybody else on board. And we've actually started to get some really good traction now in the second year with finally getting projects completed.
What is the mission of the National Guard Joint Continuous Process Improvement Initiative? We will ask Colonel Donald Dellinger, its director, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.